Today, we dive into a horrifying true crime tale that shook the world. Picture this, a Spanish tourist couple, Vicenta Fernanda and her husband, embarked on a world tour with their motorcycles. Little did they know that a fateful decision to camp in an isolated spot would turn into a nightmare. Yes, in tonight's episode, we are going to talk about Vicenta Fernanda, who was raped by 7 Indian men. And she has put out a big statement about India and how Indians treated her. And you will be surprised to know her statement. Before I tell you about her statement, let's understand this case. On March 1st, 2024, Vicente Fernanda and her husband's world completely changed by a group of 7 men. Vicenta Fernanda, helpless and terrified, was allegedly subjected to the most evil of crimes. Yes, she was gang raped. The incident unfolded between 7:30 p.m. to 10 p.m. under the clock of darkness. Imagine the horror of hearing suspicious voices outside your tent, only to witness a pack of men charging towards you. Before they could understand the seriousness of the situation, Fernanda's husband was punched and tied to the ground. Then came the horrifying part. They kicked, punched, and in a drunk condition, they raped Fernanda. And they also stole their valuables that included credit cards, cash, a Swift knife, a watch, a platinum diamond ring, a silver ring, earpods, and a black purse. In the midst of all the bad stuff happening, there was a little bit of good news. The police in Jharkhand acted quickly and arrested some of the people responsible. But there is still some hope missing because not everyone has been caught yet. Now brace yourself for Vicente Fernanda's statement about India and its people. Do you think she will ever visit India again? Do you think the tourism industry will be affected? Here's what she said. She has no complaints against the people of India and she has safely travelled around 20,000 kilometers across the country. She has also said she would continue her world tour. People of India are nice. I don't blame the people, but I blame the criminals. People of India have treated me very well and are very kind to me. As I come to the end of the episode, instead of just feeling scared and upset, let's do something about it. Let's join together in supporting victims like Vicente Fernanda and asking for fairness and big change in how things work. Go comment below on her Instagram account saying we support you. Her account details are in the description. Signing off is your host Desmond Fernandez. SYWK is all about true crime and paranormal. If you enjoy what I do, don't forget to subscribe and share your thoughts in the comments below. Thank you for listening and I shall see you in my next episode. Ciao.